During the month of November, we are coming to what we call the end of the church year. The Gospels are focused mainly on our Savior's miracles. Now, today's Gospel tells us about Jesus that is healing a woman who was suffering from a bleeding disorder. It also talks about a ruler who came to Jesus and said to him, "My daughter is dead." Now, Jesus didn't ask him any questions. He simply got up and followed the ruler to his home. Now, it was on the way, the woman who was bleeding for more than a decade came up behind Jesus, for she believed that if only she could touch his garment, she would be made well. Jesus said to her, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." Now, both accounts teach us a primary lesson for us to consider. And that lesson is simply that Jesus can fix us. Now, life comes, of course, with all of its problems and its challenges. Being a Christian, of course, doesn't make more problems or problems go away or happen even less in our lives. We are all going, of course, to get sick. We've all gone through this COVID virus and so forth. We, of course, deal with all kinds of financial challenges in this modern world. We have family and friends who perhaps have already died. But Paul reminds us that we are one day closer to eternity than when we first believed. Now, we all, of course, have to face our share of problems and hardships. The gospel for today reminds us that we still have hope and peace in our Lord, because Jesus alone can fix it. Now, that doesn't, of course, mean that Jesus will eliminate all of our problems or that we will experience only happiness in our lives. Jesus tells us that our lives will sometimes be even more difficult than those who do not believe. The world, of course, hates our Savior, and the world hates us who follow him. Now, Jesus did not come to this world, to this earth, so we can live a Pollyanna life. Instead, we will face many difficulties along the way. The message of the gospel is not that Jesus will make everything easier for those who choose to follow him. Now, our Savior's miracles fulfilled the prophecies and accomplished the things that only God himself could do. They identify Jesus as the very one, again, who shows us and has fulfilled all of God's promises. They reflect God's will for us in our lives here, now, and for eternity. Now, there's reason for the miracles that our Savior did. Of course, Jesus relieved the sick and the suffering that you and I experience in our lifetime. Jesus demonstrated that he alone can fix all of our needs. Now, the woman's problem was not a new experience for her. It was something that could not be easily healed by those around her. It, of course, is plagued. I should say she had been plagued with the bleeding for over a decade. Mark goes on and he tells us in his account that the woman had suffered a great deal at the hands of what they called physicians. Nothing seemed to work out for her. She knew in her heart that if she could only touch our Savior's clothes, then she would be made well. Jesus can fix what humans cannot. Today's gospel also tells us, though, about Jesus who gives life back to a young girl who had died. Now, this reminds us of Jairus' daughter who had become sick and eventually was near death. Now, we hear about the daughter in the other Gospels of Mark and Luke. Now, Matthew himself does not tell us the whole story or go into great details about the situation. And he simply tells us that the daughter is dead. When Jesus arrived at the ruler's house, though, he walked into a room that was filled with musicians as well as professional mourners. These mourners had seen the daughter, and they had also seen death. Matthew tells us that they began to laugh at Jesus, though, when he said, "The girl is not dead, but living." They laughed because they knew that no one else was able to help her. Therefore, she could not be helped. So Jesus had the mourners and the other people removed from that room. He He took a little girl by the hand, and she rose from the dead. Not from her sick bed, if you notice, but from her deathbed. Death had lost its sting. Now, whatever we may be facing here and now, we believe by faith that Jesus can indeed fix all of our needs. We, of course, may not fix it the way we expect him to do it. He may allow us to suffer, endure the long pains that we experience, but not the way we would prefer. But he may never relieve us of all of our problems and anxieties as well. But he can indeed fix all the things that we need. So when we are faced with something we cannot understand, we know that Jesus can. When we don't know how something is going to work out in our lives, he does. When we cannot see our own way through a situation that we're experiencing, he can. Our situation, you see, for the child of God is never hopeless. Jesus has already fixed our lives. He has already carried our sins to his cross. He carried our impatience, our worry, our self-pity and unhappiness. We must endure the pains and the troubles, of course, and hardships with the strength that he gives to us through his word and sacraments. Jesus is God. We are not. It's enough to know that he has a plan and that he is setting a limit, though, to the suffering and the sorrows that we do experience in our lifetime. He fixed our guilt by shedding his blood on a cross. He covered our shame and died for all of our sin. Now we know that God's love is pure and holy in Christ Jesus. Now we know that he is watching us, that is, and nothing can happen to us without his being aware. He is keeping us, he is guiding us, he's rescuing us, he's bringing us to his eternal home. Now Paul reminds us, "For I have considered that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." We will soon understand fully, of course, in the end, God's plan is always pure and holy, is good and righteous for us. In the end, it will all be worth it. Jesus planned our resurrection from the dead. We will never taste death any longer. While we're in heaven, we will never get sick, because sickness does not exist in our Savior's kingdom. We will be free from all troubles and the problems and hardships that we're experiencing here and now. It is God's gift to all who by faith call on Christ for salvation. Now, the end of the church year, as I mentioned earlier, is coming in a few more weeks. The end of this world may not come for quite a while, but eventually will. Whatever our troubles we face, whatever pains we must endure along the way, whatever seems to be broken, we still can rejoice because Jesus has fixed it. In our Savior's name. Amen.